Gloria in excelsis et in terra pax omnibus bonum voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te.
Dies mueris vultus, God and Mary and St. Patrick to you. You are listening to the Meditation and Mental Prayer Podcast, Catholics Talking to God. This podcast is predominantly about mental prayer and all the things that lead to mental prayer. And now for your host, Mrs. Christabel Pankhurst, Catholic teacher and theologian.
In this episode, we're going to look at the words of Jesus, watch and pray. Firstly, we recognize that we are in the presence of God. He is everywhere. He is spiritually within our hearts, our minds, and our emotions. He penetrates every cell of our body. One way to enter the presence is to say a few lines of St. Patrick's breastplate. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ at my right, Christ on my left. Christ above me, Christ beneath me, Christ where I sit, Christ in every breath I take. You are a disciple of Jesus. You know him and you love him. Jesus calls you away from the material world. He invites you to come very close to him, to watch and to pray. Hear Jesus say to you, watch and pray, that you may enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Et in terra pax omnibus bonum voluntatis.
The full moon illuminates the scene. You know it well. How often have you conjured up this very same picture in your mind as you said the first sorrowful mystery of the rosary, the agony in the garden? See yourself walk past the eight disciples sitting in a group. You know that Jesus has commanded them to watch and pray lest they be led into temptation, so you don't disturb them. You can see Peter, James and John kneeling in a group further ahead. Silently go and kneel with them. Now you can see Jesus. As you kneel beside the disciples, you hear that they're talking among themselves. You hear Peter say quietly to James, "The Master is very distressed. I wish he would not worry and upset himself like this. All is well. The people love him." James agrees. "Does the Master not realize that we would die defending him? Why does he cry out in such anguish? It is only a short time ago that all Jerusalem went out to meet him." You look to where Jesus is kneeling. These disciples don't realize what a terrible night this is going to be, but you do. You hear a cry from Jesus as he prays, "Not my will, but thine be done." John leans over to Peter and whispers, "Peter, the Master said we were to watch and pray. Did you not hear him tell us his soul was sorrowful unto death? I am disturbed myself. The Pharisees are filled with hatred for him." And where is Judas?" his brother suggests. "He may have gone to get some of the women. They will surely bring food." This only increases John's concerns. "I pray he hasn't, for if his mother should come, it would break her heart to see her son in such great sorrow." Peter is still incredulous. "I know that the Master has said that we are to pray and watch for the attack of the devil. But how could that hound of hell touch us when we walk each day with Jesus, when we keep his commands? Surely we are safe. He will not dare tempt us. We're holy men." You watch Jesus intently. The garden has become strangely quiet. You bow your head. You pray, asking for the graces necessary to overcome your faults. When you raise your head again, Jesus is coming toward you. You glance at the disciples beside you. They have fallen asleep. Jesus leans over them. What? Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Startled awake and shamefaced, they're silent before him. Your Lord turns and looks at you. His eyes look into yours. You hear him implore, could you watch 1 hour with me? Answer him. He is about to give his life for you.
Vitoris peccata mundi.